Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Daniel Gleidt, G-L-I-E-D-T. Address is 2735 P-I-L-S-B-U-R-Y, Pillsbury Road, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-519-7787, ID is XXX XXX 5406, date of birth, December 6, 1943, 78-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross, pharmacy is CVS, 530-345-1363. It's addressed to Dr. Brian First, F-U-R-S-T, M-D. Below that should say Family Practice. Below that should say Mission Ranch Primary Care. Below that, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10. Below that, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Below that, telephone 530-894-0500. Below that, 530-345-2532, fax. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation. Subparagraph, a recent history of hospitalization with suspected seizure. Subparagraph, abnormal diagnostic electroencephalogram reported to show evidence for temporal lobe focal epilepsy. Subparagraph, family reports childhood possible birth injury when dropped. Previous history of possible mass at age 9, history of headaches, treated until military service, comorbid medical problems, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, history of valvular heart disease, subparagraph, history of atrial fibrillation with recurrent arrhythmia, - lightheadedness and dizziness, new paragraph, history of COPD, currently treated, ongoing care, new paragraph, history of hypertension, history of possible CVA, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, new paragraph, recent symptoms, epigastric pain, suspected gastritis, attempted treatment, history of adverse reactions, rectal sheath hematoma, - AC medications held, and then subparagraph, previous history of neurological evaluation for neuropathy, - Dr. Forner, previous history of lumbar spine compression fracture, previous history aortic insufficiency, - treated, previous history mitral valve repair 2001, vertebroplasty 2013, lumbar spine fracture 2016, pacemaker placement 2017, cataract surgery bilaterally 2-3 2021. Dear Dr. First and professional colleagues, thank you for those current complaints. postural lightheadedness, subparagraph, he reports a sense of lightheadedness or dizziness after he stands up, even slowly, lasting 2 to 3 minutes before stabilization, subparagraph. He checks his blood pressure and heart rate on a daily basis, reporting symptoms of reported irregularity to his heartbeat, arrhythmia, uncertain nature. Your doctor first, thank you for referring Daniel Gleit for neurological evaluation with his history of hospitalization, findings of suspected temporal lobe epilepsy, subparagraph, previous history, possible traumatic brain injury, or other structural mechanical finding. New paragraph. Today, Daniel is quite alert, cogent, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, demonstrating normal motor function, normal sensory findings, normal ambulation, following adjustment after standing, with no other neurological symptoms. New paragraph, he is quite concerned about his ability to operate a motor vehicle. Subparagraph, he's uncertain as to whether he should ever drive again because of seizure risk and his ongoing symptoms of lightheadedness and dizziness. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and his evaluation, recent hospitalizations, which I do not have the records, we will reschedule him for a follow-up appointment, obtaining the records from the hospitalization for review and further recommendations. New paragraph. He reports that he never initiated the pantoprazole or the carafate due to expense. Subparagraph. He has a GI evaluation scheduled, and I've suggested that he take that up with the GI physician for adjustment of his regimen if he is symptomatic. New paragraph. He has a follow-up appointment with Dr. Wolf, for which he needs to discuss his reported arrhythmia despite pacemaker treatment. New paragraph. He has run out of his lamotrigine, and in consideration of this, noting he was only prescribed 125 milligram tablet daily, I am increasing the dosage to one tablet twice a day, which is still a fairly low therapeutic intervention. Subparagraph, prescription has been provided with refills. New paragraph. He denies having any side effect or complication to the lamotrigine, any particular rash of any sort, no pruritus or itching. New paragraph, there have been no further seizures that were described as difficulty with verbalizations, confusion, and then a fall. New paragraph. Today I provide him with a reassurance that on his medication he should remain stable. New paragraph. We will look particularly with particular concern of CT imaging that may have been done at the hospital. Subparagraph. This has not been completed, then further CT imaging of the brain will be requested for evaluation. New paragraph. He appears to have no other risk factors for seizure other than his family and childhood history. New paragraph. I believe it would be unlikely that we would be able to find Dr. Forner's records, although they might be useful if they are available somewhere. New paragraph. I will see him back for reevaluation in a few weeks with the additional information. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report at that time. Signed respectfully for my professional signature.